A few years ago, in a special report, the National Geographic, a very well-known U.S. magazine, wrote, sacred sites lay scattered across the globe, spread like seeds to the wind, as if by the hands of gods, from the cradles of ancient civilization in Asia, Africa, and Europe, to the newer world of America, to the farthest reaches of Oceania, the world's holiest places transcend national and cultural boundaries. Some are hallowed by reports of modern miracles, and others are as old as the earth itself. Yet each, when encountered, is a place where the human spirit can soar with a sense of the sublime.
国家地理是一个非常有名的美国杂志，国家地理上刊登了一个特殊报告，上面说世界各地分布着很多神圣的地方，这些神圣的地方就像众神的手散落的风中的种子一样，散落在世界各地，从古老的亚洲、非洲、欧洲到到美洲、新世界，到遥远的大洋洲，这些地方的古老文化，和这些世界上神圣的地方，穿越了国家和文化的疆界，他们中的一些被视作现代文明神圣的现代神话，其他的一些被视作和地球一样古老，他们中的每一个都是人类崇高伟大的精神所产生的地方。
I dreamt with joy when I spotted CTDB on that world map, named as one of those sacred sites. I thought, at last, a worldly recognition of one of my favorite places. Some animals, small and large, take refuge here. The morning tranquility and natural beauty here is a wonder. When I am mindful, I wake up grateful for my life and cherish spending most of my waking hours in such a beautiful place, beauty inside and out. While so many people are in suffering, and there are so many global disasters striking, I constantly remind myself not to take for granted what I have. To me, humble CTDB is still an undiscovered treasure and often misunderstood. I hope our monastery will continue to ripple sublime goodness and bring hope to humanity far and near.
当我看到万佛城也在那份报道的世界地图上被标作很多神圣地方其中之一，我高兴地跳了起来。我想，终于我最喜欢的这个地方得到了来自世界的认同。在 CTDB 有大的和小的动物把这里当作家，每天早晨的宁静和自然的美丽在这里成为了一道奇观。当我留心的时候，我早上醒来感恩我的生活，珍惜我醒来的每一个小时，因为我在这样一个美丽的地方，这里的美丽是由内而外的。在世界上有很多人现在在受苦受难，同时也有很多全球的自然灾害向我们袭来。我经常提醒我自己，不要把我现在所得的当作应得的。对于我来说，谦虚的万佛城依然是一个没有被挖掘的宝藏，而且经常被误解。我希望我们的道场可以持续产生美好，然后把希望和博爱传播得更远。
It was just a year ago, In August that I moved to Ukiah from the Bay Area, my daughter made a last-minute decision to attend Instilling Goodness Elementary School during one of our retreats at Buddha Root Farm. Actually, it occurred on the last day of the retreat after everyone shared personal reflection of the week. The theme of that retreat was the Bodhi Resolve. So I am here at CTDB volunteering. I mainly teach elementary students at our girls' school and assist with DRBU's new program, which is applying for accreditation. My transition here was surprisingly smooth. Perhaps it was because the lifestyle here resonates with me. In fact, CTDB encourages me to live a richer life, practicing the Dharma, to live more simply, to be more environmental, to consume less, to be more frugal, to be more understanding, more mindful, more grateful, etc.
大概在一年多以前，在八月份的时候，我从湾区搬到了 Ukiah。我的女儿当时在最后一分钟决定参加，玉良小学一个佛学农场的retreat 一个隐退，对，
佛根地
哦，佛根地，当时这个事情是发生在佛根地的最后一天，当每一个人在分享他们他们关于这段时间的一些反思。有趣的是，这个佛根地的主题是关于佛教性，所以我现在在万佛城做志愿者，我主要是教女校小学部，同时也帮 DRBU 大学的一个新项目，就是帮助 DRBU 申请鉴定。我在这里的，我来到万佛城，这个过程出乎意料的自然，没有遇到什么太大的问题。可能是因为这个地方的生活方式和我产生了共鸣。实际上，万佛城鼓励我过一个更丰富的人生，同时练习我的佛学。我在这里生活的更简单，更环保，花费的更少，更节俭，懂得了更多，更留心，同时也更感恩。
Nevertheless, there were concerns that I might not survive here. Coming from a high-tech environment to the countryside is itself a significant shift. Growing up in a non-Asian country puts me at a cultural disadvantage. In the end, I believe I got help from the Venerable Master. He knows of all my foolishness and idealism, so he has been the voice of reason. To be happy at CTDB, I found that it is important to have pure intentions and work from a heart of sincerity, integrity, good faith, and honesty. It is easy to take things for granted as time passes by and to lose that enthusiasm that shines at the beginning.
然而还是有一些顾虑，可能我在这里不会过得很自然，因为我从一个高科技的环境搬到了宁静的乡村，这对于我来说是一个很大的改变。我成长在一个不是我生在一个不是亚洲的国家，而这个对于我来说成为了一个很大的文化弱点。但最后我相信上人帮助我在这里过得生活得很好，他知道我的愚钝和我的完美主义，所以他经常成为我脑中智慧的声音。 在万佛城很快乐的生活，我发现有一个很淳朴的本性和正直、诚实、善良的本性，对于在这边很快乐的生活很重要。
So my daughter brought me here from the very start. It was not about wanting to become something or to achieve great things. It was just about doing what I could, trying to contribute within my capacity. To be honest, it's nothing complicated. I was inspired to mirror my surrounding. When help is needed, people at CTDB just see what's needed and do it. It's that simple.When residents come across needs and find that something ought to be done, they do it. That kind of simple heart is the most beautiful, I think. And doing what needs to be done is the best way.
所以是因为我的女儿，我才来到了这个地方。从最开始的时候，我只是想说，要做一些很伟大、很棒的事情。然后我从一开始我做我能够做的事情，到我想贡献我能做的一切事情，为了诚实的做事，所有的事情都不是很复杂。我经常被周围的环境所鼓舞。当有人需要帮助的时候，在万佛城的人就主动的去帮助他们。就事情就是这么简单。在万佛城的住在万佛城的人，经常互相之间沟通。当他们发现，有一些需要的时候，就共同的帮助大家，然后完成这件事情。就是这样简单的心态，完成了最美丽的事情。我觉得这就是做事的最好的方法。
So I'm busy every day. Though I am a credentialed teacher and I have half the class size I had teaching in public school, I have a challenging class this year. The dynamics of my children make every day seem a challenge to stay tranquil. Instead of chatty talks, I have to nurture purposeful conversations.I have to direct energetic, playful second and third graders to put on hold their natural tendency to socialize, to stay on task with their classwork, to be attentive. Our teacher's responsibility is not only for students' academic achievement, but also their character development.Helping today's generation form wholesome character can be quite an endeavor. So when students fight or hurt each other, we have to be peacemakers. When they become lost in their cyclic emotions, we have to help them find reason and light. There are days when teachers are exhausted from all the drama in our class, but every day is like a blank sheet of paper.Ultimately, students have brought great insights about the human nature and helped me cultivate. I remember when the fifth patriarch transmitted the Dharma to the sixth patriarch, he said to him, Do not speak too soon, for the Buddha Dharma arises from difficulty. This inspires me to move forward every day.
所以我的每天生活都很繁忙，尽管我是一个有教书执照的老师，然后我在这里的课堂上只有我在以前公立学校教书的一半的学生，但是在这边教书的这一年，我发现对我来说是很大的考验。我的学生每天在课堂上，他们知道很对我来说是一个很大的考验，因为他们很难保持安静，同时他们会很爱聊天，然后 我发现对我来说，如果想制造有意义的对话，是一个是一个很大的考验。我经常需要把他们的经历，我经常需要把二年级、三年级他们的活力转成他们在学业上和他们在课堂活动的正面能量。我们的老师不仅要负责学生的学术成就，同时也要负责他们的人格培育，帮助今天的年轻的一代形成完整的人格，是一个很大的一个考验。所以当学生发生争执，伤害彼此，我们需要做调停者。当学生在他们起伏不定的感情当中迷失的时候，我们需要帮助他们找到原因，然后帮助他们恢复平静。有的时候在每天这样的戏剧性的学生的波动当中，我们感到非常的疲惫，但是每一天对于我们来说都像一张白纸。最终学生从我们的教育当中获得了关于人的本性的很好的了解，而且帮助了我的修行。五主曾经对六主说，不要下结论下得太早，因为佛学是从经历困难当中得到的。而这句话一直影响着我，激励着我前行。
So in this lifetime, in his lifetime, the Buddha met many different kinds of people. Some were kings and ministers of court. Others were people who live in poverty. Yet others were prominent and influential people of society. The Buddha interacted with people from all walks of life. Depending on the people he encountered, he would offer the teaching most suitable to the condition in life. But no matter who he spoke to, his purpose in giving teachings was always the same: to help people awaken from delusion so they may aspire to learn the Dharma, realize the true nature of life, and begin walking the path of enlightenment.
布达曾经遇见很多不同的人，他们中的一些是国王，或者是有很高的职位，他们中的其他人生活在贫困当中，还有一些人是在社会上很有影响的、很杰出的人。实际上，佛影响着不同的人，以不同的方式，根据他遇到的不同的人，佛提供给每一个人根据每一个人不同的生活方式，佛提供给每一个人最适合他的教育。但不管佛是与哪一个人进行交流，他在教育这个人的方式都是一样的，是要帮助这个人从他的幻觉当中和错觉当中醒悟，然后认识和学习佛法，帮助他们认识到关于生活的真谛，然后帮助他们走向更领悟的人生。
The Buddha teaches meThat in everyday life, though I am not often aware of it, there are poisonous arrows constantly coming at us. There are arrows of love, very strong liking, delusion, craving, greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, opinion, arising and disappearing. At any moment, we could get hit by one of those poisonous arrows and become seriously injured.
佛教会我在我每一天的生活当中，尽管我经常感觉不到，这每一天生活当中都有一些有毒的箭从各个方向射向我们，他们有的是爱之箭，可能是很强烈的爱，可能是错觉，可能是贪婪、愤怒、无知、傲慢，然后在任何一个时候，我们都可以被其中的一支有毒的箭射中，然后被重伤。
For example, as our eyes make contact with the sensory world, with all its forms and sights, in the space of an instant, the arrow of like and dislike hits us. With disliking, we pursue the thing that we like and run away from what we dislike.In our everyday life, the thoughts of this nature are constantly arising, and we start to chase after all sorts of things. Our mind knows no peace.
比如说，当我们的眼睛和这个感官世界有交流的时候，我们看到了事物的不同形状和样子，在看到这些事物的一瞬间，这些箭，这些喜欢和不喜欢的箭就射向了我们。当我们遇到我们喜欢的事情的时候，我们就努力地奔向他们，然后从我们，然后远离那些我们不喜欢的事情。在我们每一天的生活当中，像这样的想法经常地出现，然后我们开始追随各种不同的事情，我们的思想，我们的心态得不到宁静。
Just as strong liking is a poisonous arrow, the Buddha says so is delusion, craving, greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, opinion, and arising and disappearing are all arrows that can speedily cause us harm.At the moment we give rise to any such thought, we are hit by a poisonous arrow. We lose our well-being and peace of mind. We become physically and spiritually off balance, discontent, distressed, wrenched, miserable. This creates a lot of suffering in us.
就像这些有毒的箭一样，佛告诉我们错觉。佛告诉我们，这些有毒的箭就和错觉一样，贪婪、愤怒、无知、傲慢、个人偏见，这些都是各种箭，他们射向我们，而且可以对我们造成伤害。在任何一个时刻，如果我们产生任何这样的想法，我们就像被一支有毒的箭射中一样，我们失去了我们的健康，同时失去了我们宁静的心态，我们在身体上和精神上都得不到平衡，我们变得不满、难过，非常的痛苦，而这些对我们造成了很多的苦难。
Hearing this teaching, many people began to see the truth of what the Buddha said. They started to feel a sense of regret and remorse at having been so lost in the pleasures of their comfortable life that they were unaware of how they were injuring themselves physically and spiritually.
听到佛对我们的这些教育，很多人开始意识到其中的真谛，他们开始后悔他们曾经在他们这些认为在这些快感当中得到了迷失，他们曾经以为这些快感带给他们舒适的生活，实际上他们不知道他们是在身体和心灵上伤害他们自己。
With this thought of awareness, the thought of the Buddha, who had once been a prince, who also enjoyed life's luxuries. Why had the Buddha been willing to give up such comfortable life to undergo innumerable hardships and difficulties for his spiritual practice? Why was he able to remain so firm in his commitment to spiritual practice? To spiritual practice?
有了这些意识，当这些人想到佛曾经是一位王子，然后他经历了人生中的各种奢华，他们不禁会问，为什么佛愿意去放弃这么舒适的生活，而要去经历数不尽的苦难、痛苦，而达到他的精神上面的培养。为什么他能够这么坚定的去进行他的精神上的锻炼？
So the Buddha realized this and wanted immediately to put a stop to it. He wanted to dodge the arrows, and for the ones that had already been hit by, to quickly pull them out.
当我意识到这些的时候，我很快的停止了我的这些错误的做法。我希望能拔出这些剑，然后我希望很快的能拔出这些已经射向我的剑。
So, I am in conclusion, I am very grateful to the Venerable Master and everyone at the City of 10,000 Buddhas for creating this shelter from poison arrows. Thank you for this refuge where the human spirit can soar with a sense of the sublime, as described by the National Geographic magazine.
我非常感激上人和万佛城的每一个人为我提供了一个避开这些有毒的剑的避难所。感谢这个避难所，人类的灵魂和伟大的精神可以自由的翱翔。
So I'd like to thank everyone for bearing to my talk. Han Joshi asked me to share something, and I hope I didn't bore people. And I have to thank Zoe for translating. It's her first time translating Dharma words, so she was a bit nervous about it. But thank you, everyone. 阿弥陀佛。
谢谢大家。恩哲师要我分享一下我的个人经历。谢谢大家。听我讲我的感想，然后也谢谢Zoe帮我翻译，这是他第一次翻译，他很紧张。阿弥陀佛。